Tuesday, the 2nd of June, Yud Sivan, Rabbi Chaim Yitzchok Greenblatt, Halachic Implications of Mitzvahs Which Are Performed B'Tzibur.
I'd like to discuss a halacha shaila, which has many practical applications in our daily lives. Actually starts in Parshas Noso this week, Sedra, and branches out to many different areas, different aspects. It starts with the mitzvah saseh of Birchas Koyanim. This week, Sedra, Pasuk says, Koy sevorchu es b'nei Yisrael omoy lohem. Torah commands Koyanim to bless Klal Yisrael. It's one of the mitzvahs asei. The Sefer Chinuch says, "Shenistavu haKoyanim yivorchu es Yisrael." The Koyanim got mitzvah to bench Klal Yisrael. We know that in Eretz Yisrael they do it every day. In Chutz Laaretz we only do it on Yom Tov because we only want to do it at a time of Simcha. The bracha has to be outpouring with a heart of simcha. So in Golos, in Chutz La'aretz, we confine it to the Yom Tovim, the Zman Simcha. But every time a Kohen benches Klal Yisrael, he's Mekayim a Mitzvah Saseh. Question is, what is the role of Yisraelim in this mitzvah? Now that's clear, that Kohen only has a mitzvah to bench Kohenim when there's a tzibur. It's a Mishnah in Megillah, given on the basic Paskan Alocha, Ein noisin kampayim pochois me'asorah. There has to be asorah. There has to be a tzibur. Ein oim redog shebikdusha pochois me'asorah. You have to have 10 people present to be mekayim in this mitzvah. So you have to have a tzibur. Where do we know this from? I can't remember where we learned this from. Yes, Rashi says that because Ein oim redog shebikdusha pochois me'asorah. We learn it from v'nikdashti besoich b'nei Yisrael. Yeah, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is Besoich B'nei Yisrael 10, and here any mitzvah any mitzvah that's got Kedusha, B'nikdashti Besoich B'nei Yisrael needs 10. Ein Omid Dovish B'Kedusha, Pachas Nasrael. The Mishnah there enumerates about 6 things that need 10. Mesiyas Kapayim, Kriyas HaTorah, Chazoras HaShatz. There's a whole list of things, because all Dovish B'Kedushas need to have 10. B'nikdashti Besoich B'nei Yisrael. B'nikdashti Besoich B'nei Yisrael. I need to have 10 people. That's what we call a tzibur. You have to have a tzibur. Question is, what happens once you've got your 10 people? You've got your 10 people. But the tzibur contains 100 people. Is there a mitzvah on each yochid v'yochid? That means the mitzvah b'ichas koyanim, which has to have Klal Yisrael as party to the mitzvah, is there a mitzvah on every yid, akol yochid v'yochid, to be benched? That means that number 11, number 12, number 13, every person in the tzibur is also mekayim a mitzvah when he hears Bechas Koyanim. And this is a shaila which connects itself to all mitzvahs of tzibur. We'll soon see, whenever there's a mitzvah of tzibur, does it mean every single yochid in the tzibur has got a mitzvah? Or once you've got your 10 people, that number 11 and number 12 are sort of, we'll call it, superfluous. The nafkamina la halacha. Legabe bichas koyanim, let's talk about bichas koyanim, because this is where we started. You've got your 10 koyanim in the shul, the bichas, the koyanim, have started benching them. Man number 11 looks around, he sees 10 people listening. Now he would like to go out, he would like to leave. He would like to learn during the Birchas Koyanim. He doesn't want to listen. Maybe he's got another mitzvah to do elsewhere. Is there a mitzvah on the tzibur, every person per se, every yochid of the tzibur, to be mekayim Birchas Koyanim? This is a shail of the Minchas Chinuch. And he brings a machlokes. The Charedim says, yes, that since the Koyanim need the tzibur, that the mitzvah saseh Birchas Koyanim is a mitzvah for Koyanim and a mitzvah for Yisraelim. And every Yisrael who listens to Birchas Koyanim is mekayim the mitzvah that say of Koy Sevorchu as B'nei Yisrael Amay Lohem. Haredim says every Yisrael, every Yochid has got the mitzvah, ever the Ritva in Sukkah, Lamed Aleph, argues. Machloikis actually how to paskin, the Bir Halacha, paskin like the Haredim, there's a mitzvah on every Yochid. If you're in the middle of Birchas Kohanim, you are part of the mitzvah, and every Yochid has to listen and be machaven and answer, Amen, and may not go out. He's mevatel the mitzvah saseh of Omoy Lohem. So the Bir Halacha paskin. The Chazanish says, no, it's a mitzvah on the Kohanim. It's a mitzvah on the Kohanim. They eat a tzibur. Once it's a tzibur of 10 people, I can leave, I can go out. Achleik is how to paskin. It's actually interesting because the Chaim Briska used to say, even if there isn't a mitzvah on every single yid to hear Birchas Kohanim, he says, but you've got to think of yourself as a cheftzah shel mitzvah, like an esrog. A yid is the opportunity for the Kohen to bench him. He's a cheftzah shel mitzvah. There's a story with the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was once doing Achnosos Orchin, and a guest walked in. As he walked into the house, the Chofetz Chaim got hold of him and kissed him. He said, you're my cheftzah shel mitzvah. You're giving me the opportunity to do Achnosos Orchin. Thank you. It's like an esrog. The Chaim said, when the Yidin stand there and they allow the Kohen to be Mekayim, their mitzvahs are say, we are a cheftzah shel mitzvah. That means even if there isn't a mitzvah, going to the Haredim where we actually stand and create the tzibur, the opportunity for the Kohen to bless us, we are actually being Mekayim a mitzvah saseh, according to the Haredim. Even according to the Ritvah, that we're not, but we are party to the mitzvah, and we are a cheftzah shel mitzvah. But more important, more daily, halacha lemaisa, the shayl is negea to many mitzvahs. For example, Sheva Brochus. Sheva Brochus, Ein mevorchim bichas chasani poches me'asor. You need 10 people, you need a minute to make Sheva Brochus. Go to a chasana. You've got your 10 people there, you're well over your 10 people. You've got your tzibur, you've got your dovish b'kdusha, you've got your 10 people, you can make a bichas chasani. I'm man number 11, man number 100, man number 200. Do I have a mitzvah as a tzibur, as a yochid? Do I have my own personal chiyuv to be mevorech bichas chasanim together with the tzibur? Kriyas HaTorah. Let's maybe talk about Kriyas HaTorah for the moment. Kriyas HaTorah needs 10 people. For Shalocha, it's actually the same Megillah, Mishnah Megillah. Ein koyrin b'Torah pochos me'asor. Kriyas HaTorah needs 10 people. So, you come to shul, nice big packed shul, huge tzibur, and you look around, and there's 10 wonderful yidden following, listening to Kriyas HaTorah. So you've got your tzibur, and I want to know, do I have to listen? Maybe we'll use even, am I allowed to schmooze during Kriyas HaTorah? They don't need me, they have the tzibur. Am I allowed to do other things? If you open a Shulchan Aruch, very interesting. If you open Hechas Kriyas HaTorah, the Machaber starts, he says, Kiven shehischel ha-koyra likrus b'sefer Torah, once you start learning, osu le-saper, afilu b'divrei Torah, afilu bein gavra le-gavra. Chaber Paskin, you may not speak even Dvorin Shebekdusha Divrei Torah afilu bein gavra le-gavra. Then he carries on. Yesh omri, she'im yesh yud d'tzais, there are 10 people listening, perish, hamasimim libom, Muta lesape. In brackets, there are more b'divrei Torah. We pass that. This is a storm of a machaba of a yeshon. 10 people listening, and this is a great, great limud zchus. People maybe who don't listen to every word, and maybe get distracted, or in gavra legavra. Because the storm of the shulchan aruch, and the Ramah doesn't argue, if there's 10 people listening, and there's a tzibur, they're actually allowed to shmooze. He has b'divrei Torah. And he says, you can do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. The Mishnah Berurah just adds, make sure you keep your tone down, because there are 10 people trying to listen. He says, don't be much of the rabbi. Start raising your voice, and you won't even have the 10 people. But he says, Mi'ikra Din, you're allowed to talk, you have your tzibur. Says the Bir Halacha, Shita Zu Shalom Achav Hu Shitas Hatois V'Svaharosh Tu G'doy L'Harushayim. Says the Bir Halacha. Sharei mitzvah lishmaya kriyas HaTorah. Va'afilim yesh asora d'tzaisa. Even as 10 people listening, my mahana legabedi day. Ho'al kol ish ve'ish mutal hachiyuv. Every every Yid in Klal Yisrael has got to hear. He is the part of the Tzibur. You're a part of the big Tzibur. It's a chiyuv of every Yochid who makes up the Tzibur to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. The Tzorach Iyun Nedina. And he says, the Stoma de Shulchan Aruch is very questionable halacha. And in the that's in Bir Halacha. In the Mishnah Bura, actually right at the end of the Siman, brings that three Gedolei HaAchronim, the Mogen Avraham, the Pri Chodosh, and the Gro, said that they argue with the Mechaber and say that it's a chiyuv al kol yochid v'yochid. It is a chiyuv al kol yochid. So we have a Shulchan Aruch, which Ramos seems to agree that it isn't a chiyuv al kol tzibur v'tzibur, but the Mishnah Bura is soisim with three Gedolei HaAchronim, there is a chiyuv al kol yochid v'yochid. I'd like to move to maybe a more sort of controversial part of Chiyuv B'Tzibur. And that is Chazoras HaShatz. Now Chazoras HaShatz is interesting because once you've davened your own Shemoneh Esrei, Chazoras HaShatz was really just originally a takona made for those people that were not Bekiyim, that couldn't read, so the Shliach Tzibur was moitzi the Einon Bekiyim. Today, Baruch Hashem, very rare that we have someone who can't read. It's rare. Still, we are very meticulous. We say Chazoras HaShatz, the whole Shleimus. Why do we do that? Says the Mechaber. Because today, even if you know for sure there's no Einoi Boki in your Tzibur, it's become part of the Nusach HaTfilah to say Chazoras HaShatz every day, without fail. And Shabura says that the idea behind it is that Chazal didn't want you to go start searching the Tzibur. Ask anyone the credentials. Can you read? Are you Ein Boki? There might be some times that there is Ein Boki. There are beginners who just maybe can't read so well. And so Mishabura, not to embarrass the public, every time there's the Tzibur gets together, every Shachman announcement, is anybody here who has difficulties reading, obviously be very embarrassing. And therefore Chazal Mesake to say Chazoras HaShatz, come what may, every tefillah. My is Rishus, so they will make. So they're not. We were makabel kachoyva ma'ariv. The shaila is Chazoras HaShatz needs 10 people. That's clear. The halacha is, and it's actually quite a strict halacha. The halacha is im ein tisha machavnin. This is the lashon of machavim. Ein tisha machavnin lebechoysav la'anus amen have a bracha levatolah. There aren't 10 people in the crowd who are mechaven the bechais of the Chazoras HaShatz to answer Amen. It means he listens to the bracha and knows what he's answering Amen to. It's a bracha levatolah, which is a very strong word. It's a bracha levatolah. So there has to be 10 people in the crowd who are actually listening and answering Amen. But what happens? You've got your 10 people. You've checked and there's 10 people listening to Chazoras HaShatz. So are you allowed to be oisek bedvorim acherim? Maybe even learn shnayim mikovechot targum. You have to speak to somebody else. The tzibur has got their Chazoras HaShatz. Chazan is saying it. The 10 people are listening. They're answering amen. And I would have thought Chazoras HaShatz should be the most kuladik because it's only a takana to be mighty the ein boki. I mean, we dash manesra Chazoras HaShatz. You know, I don't like to say the word, but she will come to it in a minute. Chas v'shalom sometimes sounds a bit boring. I mean, Abdama Shemal Esther, what do we have to go through the whole Chazoras HaShatz? But I'll soon show you what unbelievable it says Chazal about Chazoras HaShatz. And it was Mesukim for Ein Boki, and it's the Arbekim. So I've got my 10 people listening. Am I allowed to have a small sort of chat during Chazoras HaShatz? Here, there is a unanimous decision. There's no machlokes. Whatever you open up, from Rishonim up to the today, no. Chazoras HaShatz is not a ten tzibur dekadin mib. This is a chiyuv al kol yochid b'yochid. The Torah writes it in the most clearest words. The Torah says, "Sorech shi'achavin kol yochid b'yochid l'mash ayim ashliach tzibur." And there's actually many tshuvas in this forum today, in the Oz Nitzbru, in Shleima Zalman, in Zalicha Shleima, where Bochrim and Bnei Torah, Tamir Acham, asked the Mishayis, can we learn quietly during Chazoras HaShatz? Actually, the Nusach of that question was, there's a whole tzibur answering Amen. Can I? And they also answer Amen. Can can I learn during Chazoras HaShatz? And they write such strong terms, the Achronim. Chas v'sholem. Chas v'sholem. You have to listen to Chazoras HaShatz and answer Omer. And then, there's that Sif in Shulchan Aruch, the very well-known Sif, which is, if you think about it, it's just unbelievable. That Sif in Shulchan Aruch which says, Kol hasoch Sif haschulim. B'sha'as Chazoras HaShatz. Choytehu. V'godoyl. Avoynoy minesoy. His Avera is too heavy to carry. V'goyarim bo. Now, have you ever seen such language in any halacha in Shulchan Aruch? It's a paradigm. There's hundreds of halachas in Shulchan Aruch, which are all, of course, important, serious halachas. And here it's written a lotion of godoyl. Avoynoy minesoy. It's a very frightening. The Avera is too heavy to carry. This is actually the nusach of Pashas Bereishis, where Cain said, and I once heard from Matisyo, from the Langizund, he said, Cain didn't say Godel Avoy. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question. Godel Avoy ni minesoy. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is my Avera so great that I cannot carry it, I cannot carry the burden? Godel Avoy. Yeah, Machab is not saying it, Loshen Tamir. He's saying it as a fact. Godel Avoy ni minesoy. The Goyerim boy. Doesn't say anywhere else, and he only shouted. Why is this halacha Chazoras HaShatz given such importance and such relevance in Shulchan Aruch for every yachid? And one of the pshatim is the Vilna Gaon says that when the Gemara says in Brachos Lamed Beis, Misha hispalil v'loy ne'eneh, somebody davened and he doesn't feel he's getting answer, Yasav yispalil, he should pray again, he should daven again. Says the Vilna Gaon, you know what that's referring to, that Gemara? It's referring specifically to Chazoras HaShatz. That means, you davened, maybe my bakoshas weren't answered. So Yasav yispalil refers to Chazoras HaShatz, as if it's the Chazoras HaShatz will ensure that your tefillahs will be answered. That really gives us sort of a look at the Chazal. It's a Yasav Yisbal. We're sort of praying a second time, and obviously the second time has much more power. It's a Yasav Yisbal. And there's much more than that, because you look in the mystical Sforim, the Kabbalah Sforim, for example, the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim brings from the Zohar HaKadosh and from the Kisvei HaRizal that in Chazoras HaShatz lies phenomenal things up in Kabbalah, and he writes there the Chazoras HaShatz Ma'aloso Gedoylo Yoisim Mitzvilas Lachash. The power, the Maila of Chazoras HaShatz is Gedoylo Mitzvilas Lachash. The lies in Chazoras HaShatz, great Kabbalah little things. Maybe it's because you're redavening. And you know the Yisod of Shosh Havoida says that when there are mystical things in any part of davening, even if you don't know about these mystical things, even though you aren't mechaven to them, if you just say the word and you do your bit, then it has the same effect. It achieves in the olamos the same as it achieves if you would be known, be conscious of them. Means it touches the peaks of the world in the olamos. So we don't even understand what Chazoras HaShatz is. I was thinking, maybe on our level, the importance of Chazoras HaShatz is something which unites the tzibur. That means everyone's davening at their own tefillahs, their own bakoshes, their own personal needs. Then we have our representative. He's standing there on behalf of the whole tzibur, and he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lashon Rabbim for all of us. And the power of tzibur is the strongest claim. The Shliach Tzibur, who's standing with the backing and support of the whole Tzibur, that's the Koyach. Tzibur is, you know, the Rosh Tevez of Tzibur is Tzadikim, Beninim, Rishoyim. The Tzibur unites all different people. Tzibur is Gematria 298. It's the same Gematria as Rachamim. Rachamim is also 298. Tzibur has the power of Rachamim. It's Achdus, it's Shalom, it makes everyone, and that's the Shliach Tzibur, stands with everyone's backing. Somebody speaks. Somebody is mezalzan in the Koyach Tzibur. Here I'm standing for you, for everybody, we're all together, and you're speaking, and you're mezalzel. Is God love you? So you're breaking the Koyach of the Tzibur. You're breaking the Koyach of the Tzibur. Is God love you? Go ahead, you stop this man. You stop. power of Shalom, Memotza Kodesh Baruch Hu Keili Machazik Brocha Elah Shalom. With a Shalom, when there's united power, then it has a phenomenal koyach, and we don't want that to be spoiled. Actually, coming back this week, Sedra Yivarechecha, Bichas Koinim starts with Yivarechecha and finishes off with Shalom. Because when there's Shalom, when it's after, there's Yivarechecha, there's Brocha. And as Naim Natoira says, Yivarechecha is written Beloshin Yochid. It doesn't say Yivarechechem. The Koin is actually addressing the Tzibur. It says Yivarechecha, Beloshin Yochid, because he is talking to them as one unit, as a Tzibur. So that could be the Pshat in Chazor Sashat. I found that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, when he brings this halacha of God Avonim in a soy, and the terrible aveir of speaking during Chazor Sashat, he says, this halacha isn't limited to Chazor Sashat. It actually extends itself to all of Tefillah. He says, anyone, his loshon is kol hamisiach the beis hakneses b'shor shad tzibur oiskim b'shvocha shemokoyim mare ba'atzmoy she'ein l'chelik be'elekei Yisrael. That means anyone, the tzibur are together davening, any part of davening, and chas v'sholem, you talk on the zalz in the tzibur, then what you're doing is you're sort of breaking that unified, powerful koyach and be mezalz in it. And therefore that halacha is extended to the whole tzibur. Shabura brings B'Shem the Elia Rabba. Shabura brings the Harbe Bote Knisiois Ro'inu Shenechrehu B'Shvil Avoin Zeh. The Elia Rabba says, we found many shuls which got destroyed because they were mezalzil in tefillah. That's what the Elia Rabba writes. It's well known, the Imre Emes, the Olger Rebbe Zichsali Rocha, had this fascinating observation that in the Second World War, as the war spread all over Europe, Poland, Russia, and Hungary, he noticed that it stopped when it came to the Sephardi Kehillos of Spain and Morocco. And he said it was because they had this special zehirus of tefillah. They didn't talk during davening, they were makbid in tefillahs, and he said the reason why it didn't manage to affect them was because there was a zehirus b'tefillah. Zehirus b'tefillah. Tefillah is our example of tzibur, our is actus of one. When it should help yirotzim, we all need tefillahs. We all need siyata d'shmaya. She's kablu kol tefillah sein yirotzim. She's zeicher to shalom and bracha.